Our ESPN NFL insiders, Adam Schefter, he joins us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Adam, we do have a press conference in a half hour with Nathaniel Hackett, so at least he made it to this point. What are you hearing about the Broncos coaching situation, if anything?
Well, D-Mac, you're bouncing in and out on me there, but I think you asked about Nathaniel Hackett's future. And if I heard you correctly, I will just say that, again, I think that they're not in any rush to make an in-season change, but I think everybody who's watching recognizes what they're seeing. They have the worst offense in all of football, worse than the Houston Texans. They have brought in a time management clock specialist. They've handed off the play calling duties. They've tried any number of things, and it doesn't feel as if this team ever shows signs of improvement. And when that happens, and you paid $4.65 billion for your franchise, you closely and intently review everything. And if they were going to make a change now, what would be the benefit of doing it right now? You tell me.
Fans, getting fans to games. They still have three games left.
Yeah, I got it. But you know what? There's a month left, and it's a situation where I think they're just going to take their time. They're going to evaluate everything.
Oh, I got another one. Adam, I got another one. If they're interested in Coach Evereaux, and they want to see what he's got, as he will be a hot candidate, they could give him a dry run to see, really, if they want to move forward with him. That actually could be a legitimate reason that
Here's what I would say to that. Is that going to change anything on the offensive side of the football, which has been the big problem right now?
No,
we would enter into a weird world where, I think we're already there, actually, that wins and losses don't actually matter. And it's more about finding out more about the team and development. Certainly, Adam, you would make the argument right now and maybe for the next 2 weeks, wins and matters do matter. But when you get in the final four games, Adam, like in the final four games, if the Broncos are, what would they be? They'd be 3-13, right? 3-13, maybe?
Yep.
Then it really doesn't matter. And you really would be just trying to find things out. And that has happened. Coaches have been dismissed with like four games ago. That's what happens with McDaniels. That has happened with other coaches.
Let's just say they made the move today, which they're not.
Yes.
I don't think, right?
I don't think so either,
They made the move today, and they appointed Everson Ojiro as their new head coach. Okay? I mean, again, it's not a favorable move for him. The offense is still going to be dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be it's a blemish, a potential blemish for him. I just don't know what they accomplished. Okay, so we appease the fans, and then if they go out and lose on Sunday when the offense stinks again, fans are still going to be angry, and now you just got a different head coach. So I just think they're just sitting back. I said this to you, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I think that they are sitting down, talking to people, doing all their due diligence, working to figure things out, trying to understand what has gone wrong, trying to understand what they need to make it right, and then they act, rather than just go fire people right now while they're still trying to figure all that out. I get your point about wanting to calm the fans. Everybody in Colorado, we know, is disappointed at the season. And I don't care whether you or Derek is coaching the team on Sunday, that disappointment is not going to fade no matter what they do.
I agree. Adam, I wanted to ask you something. What about George Payton? At what point do we start pointing the finger at him?
Listen, I understand that. I just think of this. I said it to you before, you didn't like it, but I still think that George Payton is still a respected evaluator. And this team made a couple of big moves that haven't worked out so far.
When you say, Adam, and when you say big moves, this trade could go down as the worst trade in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a worse offense since the 2000 Cleveland Browns.
But here's what I would say to that. Last year, Russell was pretty good. Okay? He was pretty good. Could he have just changed that much? I mean, I don't want to pin it all on any one individual. That's unfair. When a season goes like this, there are a lot of people that have a lot of blame. But I think when you are as invested in Russell as they are, and he signed to the long-term deal, I think that it's worth matching him with somebody to see if they can get the talents out of him before you're going to fire off more people, Derek. That's my opinion. Doesn't mean I'm right. That's my opinion.
No, I think you're right. You have to build around Russ.
Yeah.
Because you're stuck with him.
No, that's 100% right. But my point is that if they find somebody who does get Russ to play like Russ can play or has played but hasn't played this year, then is George Payton in the trouble that he's in. See, that, and again...
Who do you think that is, though? What coach that's out there and available is that guy?
Well, again, now let's just say there's a shakeup and they bring in a coach and Russell's playing this way again next year in a new offensive system. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's the validation that they really misfired, which it certainly looks like right now they did.
Right.
But we don't fully know that. And I think, to go back to my initial comments, that's what is going on behind the scenes with the Walton Penner family, the Penner-Walton group, however you want to categorize. I think they are gathering information, turning to people whose voices they trust and respect, listening in on what they have to say, and trying to figure out what they need to do.
Who are those?
Yeah, who is that?
Who are those voices?
Well, again, there are a lot of people that they talk to about buying this franchise, getting it in. I'll bet they've spoken to other owners. Mm-hmm. I'll bet they've spoken to coaches. I'll bet they've spoken to executives.
Okay.
These are rich, powerful people. Okay, Greg Penner is a smart guy.
Yeah.
If he's calling you, whoever that is, do you think that anybody's turning down that
call? No.
Yeah, but I know a lot of smart guys that know nothing about football.
Wait, if you want to go pick the brain of, I'm making this up, Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, you name the person. Do you think they're not taking his call?
No, I'm sure they are. It's just that
you think they're giving him advice on how to win? Or they're trying to keep him in the dumps?
I think they're giving him advice on ways to view and operate a football organization, which is new to him. Mm-hmm. And running a football team is different than running a business. Now, some of the same principles apply, but I think that, again, he's reaching out to people in the football world, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
gathering together their perspectives and insights from different fields, like different avenues. Like, let's talk to some owners. Let's talk to some executives. Let's talk to some coaches. Let's talk to a lot of different people and see what they think of what the hell is going on here. And let's see if I can learn anything from that and put us in a position where we can make it better, more educated. It's not what people want to hear, but that's what I think is going on.
Do you think Peyton Manning is one of those people?
Do I think what?
Peyton Manning is one of those people.
I don't know, but that would be a logical one, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know that, but that's a perfect example of what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There are a lot of smart football minds in the Colorado area. Okay, so if you're Greg Penner, if I were Greg Penner, I would want to talk to every one of them. I'd want to talk to Peyton Manning. I'd want to talk to Mike Shanahan.
Yeah.
I'd want to talk to Joe Ellis.
Right.
I'd want to talk to other owners. I'd want to talk to everyone and say, what the hell do you think is going wrong here?
You know, he hasn't called me yet, though, Adam, and I'm...
Well,
me either.
That's a mistake, then. That's a mistake, right?
All right, quickly, because we don't have much time, so real quick. How real is Sean Payton's interest in getting back into the NFL?
Well, I think he'd like to be a coach, and the question is, I think he's going to be a little bit selective also. Like, think about, you know, when Bill Cowher left Pittsburgh, and we're in Indy here to do Steelers and Colts, well, when he left there, his name was connected to head coach openings every year. And I think Sean Payton is going to be connected to openings every year. And if you're Sean Payton, you don't want to choose a place, whatever it is, without being entirely comfortable with the quarterback that they have or will be able to get.
All right.
So I remember when Mike Shanahan took the Washington job, and they didn't have a quarterback at the time. And I thought that was a little bit risky because you're going to a place where you don't know who is going to play quarterback. I remember having a conversation with Mike about that one time. And I think with Sean Payton, it's an idea where basically you're analyzing what situation is. So just pick an opening. Like, let's just say Houston wanted him. I'm making this up, right? Well, Houston very well may have the number one pick. So does Sean Payton feel like feels like he likes Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or whoever the hell it is going to go number one? Or is there going to be another opening in the NFL with a certain quarterback that he likes? So I think if I'm Sean Payton, I'm sitting back and I'm making sure that the job that I choose is a job that I feel really good about the quarterback. And if, let's just say, I'm trying to give you an example. The Pittsburgh Steelers came calling. We're looking at Pittsburgh right now.
Okay.
Mike Tomlin's not, Mike Tomlin's safe. We know that. But
yeah,
Sean Payton's got to say, do I like Kenny Pickett?
Yeah.
Or do I not like Kenny Pickett? Mm-hmm. And if I don't like Kenny Pickett,
yeah,
then I'm saying now that I think
but there's really there's like one way, there's one way you overcome that, Adam, and it's a time, it's a tale as old as time, and that's money and power. And even
No.
Oh, you don't think so?
Sean Payton has got plenty of money.
Yeah.
And wherever he goes, he's going to have plenty of power.
Okay.
So I think more important than the money,
fine.
Is the quarterback.
All right, so is Russell Wilson a good enough quarterback for Sean Payton to join the Broncos?
Well, I'll say this. I think those two men have worked together before, and I have no idea whether that's going to be enough to even entice him to come to Denver, but I know that I believe that Sean happens to like Russell an awful lot.
Okay.
I think Russell likes Sean.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I don't think Russell would eliminate Sean from picking Denver if that's what he wanted to do.
All right. I have one super, super, super quick one. I'm forced to give it a yes or no to you. If your guy, Jim Harbaugh, with your Michigan Wolverines, Adam's a proud graduate, does win, and I know you're knocking on wood for it, a national championship, which could happen, do you think he would be interested in getting back into the NFL?
Well, here's what I would say to that, right? I would say this, that he has told me. He told me after he turned down the Vikings job last year that he was not leaving. That would be the job he was going to finish up at. Now, winning a national championship, could that change his mind? Listen, every year we're all subject to fluid circumstances and different situations. So, to me, if you win the national championship and you're on top of the coaching world, and you feel like you've done what you need to do at your alma mater, you have the right to choose and do whatever it is that you want to do, whether that's going back to the NFL or staying in college. Again, I go by what he's told me in the past.
Okay.
I have no desire to go to the NFL anymore. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to finish my business here.
Okay.
Could winning a national championship change that? You'd have to ask him. I think it's natural to think and wonder about that. It's a natural question to ask, but I'm going to go by what he's told me in the past.
Appreciate it, Adam. Steelers, Colts, countdown going on. We'll watch you on TV. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Adam.
Guys, thank you very much. Have a great week, and we will talk to you from Tampa next Monday.
All right, Adam Schefter. Thanks to Bet River Sportsbook.